guys, and welcome back to another episode of Kim's. So today, like, I don't have any script with me or copywriting. So kalau aku tergagap-gagap tu, korang faham lah kenapa. I mean, like, I don't know why. I just want to make a topic, an episode about this. So the topic today, basically pasal, is it really one party to be blamed? I'm not talking about any politics. I mean, like, party as in, like, pihak. Like, is it really a one person's fault when it comes to something to be blamed to? Korang faham tak? I mean, let's just think of it. Like, when I grew up, I've seen so many situations between people, whether it is family, love, friendship. And I don't know, this topic just came to me because, like, recently I went out to Seoul Garden with my Kims and we did a lot of catching up. I mean, like, we share our updates, our problems, and, like, obviously I am the one, like, I was the one who went through a lot of shit. And so it's like, when we did a lot of catching up, like, one of my Kims asked me, do you really think that you are 100% at fault, or do you think that he is the one, like, 100% at fault? And I told her, like, I honestly think that there's always two sides of the story. I cannot blame one person. To me, it's always a two people thing. I mean, a two party thing. Dua-dua pihak ada dia punya salah. Kadang-kadang kan, bila kita melihat sesuatu, kita selalu fikir the obvious thing, oh, dia yang salah. But kadang-kadang korang ada terfikir tak, like, have you ever think that what triggers that person to make that mistake? Have you ever thought of that? And I just wish that, I don't know, kita kan lebih peka. I know, like, it's hard for us to do that kind of thing. And, like, the only thing that for you to be more peka is to really observe the people around you, observe the surroundings. When you see a lot of mistakes, a lot of things that happen, kita selalu kena fikir dua belah pihak. It was never a one person's fault. That's why I've always, like, have my, like, macam principle, like, there will never be a one person at fault. There's always, like, two people thing. And, like, aku tak tahulah, I guess it depends on those listeners. Bila kita mendengar masalah, kan, tanya pada diri kita, kita ni siasat tak apa yang kita dengar? Atau kita main dengar habis buat andaian sendiri? And it's because of these people making their judgments towards us. Entahlah, I just feel like sometimes kita live up in a messed up society. I mean, like, we're just humans, like, and you are passing judgments, and you yourself, korang ada fikir tak, diri kau ni sempurna mana ke sampai kau nak buat andaian tentang orang? Kau ni sempurna ke? Kau tak pernah buat kesilapan ke? Like, I don't know, there are some people out there will think, like, eh, aku memang tak sempurna mana, tapi aku tak akan lah buat sampai macam gitu. You know, there are some people like that. And I have friends like that. And what I can say is that setiap manusia ada dia punya kekuatan dan kelemahan masing-masing. Everyone handles things differently. Our emotional stability, semua, mental ability, semua, it all plays a part. Dan aku harap, I don't know, I just hope people are much more less judgmental. But I know I can't do that. I mean, like, we're humans, kan? Kita semua ada pendirian, ada opinion masing-masing. I just feel that, entah,
maybe because I've went through a lot.
And I really hope those that went through a lot become much more wiser instead of much more judgmental. Kita tak tahu tau apa yang kita akan lalui di masa hadapan. You can't always think from one person's point of view. And to my Kims, when I share you my problems, I know you guys always have my back. But when I share problems, I do understand. I mean, I told my Kims, I do understand that I am also partly at fault. I just hope actually that things will end like on good terms. And the reason why I told my Kims that, I don't know if I remember telling them or I did not or I just keep it inside my mind, inside my thoughts, but sometimes when you've been hurt so much, like people just keep pushing the blame to you, you're tired of justifying yourself. Like, what's the point? People are going to judge me anyway. Like, let the truth come to them by themselves. I mean, like, by itself. And to those people out there who always being judged for doing something, just keep living. Improve on yourself. And if people judge you, sometimes you have to think, you know, kita kena fikir, kenapa orang selalu buat andai yang pasal aku? Is it really your fault? Is there something you can do about it? I don't know. Korang fikir-fikirkanlah. And I guess that's about it for my, I mean, like, for today's topic. Basically, my main objective, my main like point to say, it was never one person's fault. And to those listeners out there, when you hear someone's problem, always have this. There's two sides of the story, and whether you want to research it for yourself, that speaks for yourself. You yourself. You tell yourself about yourself. Apa ni aku merepek? Basically, like, whatever you do, it reflects on yourself. So those listeners out there, are you just going to hear from one side of the story? Or are you going out to listen both sides of the story? Renungkan dan selamat beramal. See you guys on the next podcast.